After months of deliberation and closed-door meetings, lawmakers in the House and Senate are poised to cut a deal to fill a $1.3 billion shortfall and fund state government for the next year. The $6.8 billion budget agreement preserves money for education, prisons, and Medicaid, but as State Impact's Logan Layden and Joe Wirtz report for KGOU, some of the sharpest cuts are aimed at agencies that regulate industry and protect the environment.
Outfitted in rubber waders on a frosty winter morning in the middle of nowhere, Jeanette Lamb with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission kicks up a pile of mud from the riverbed at Walnut Creek along a farm in rural McLean County.
Oh, here we go, right here. That's what I'm looking for.
She stares deeply into the mud, searching for a light brown critter whose big mandibles pack a punch.
It's a Dobson fly larvae.
The kinds of bugs she finds or doesn't find say a lot about the health of this stream.
They cannot tolerate pollution at all. They're very sensitive. Here's another one.
If Lamb finds something wrong, she'll work with local landowners to identify the pollution source. No problems here, at least with the wildlife. Her agency's budget situation is another story. The commission's water quality manager, Shannon Phillips, was along for the trip.
In 2009, we had a staff of 40 people, and we now have a staff of 25. Future cuts would mean more reductions in staff.
The Conservation Commission is taking a 9% cut, and the agency's director says it already operates on a bare-bones budget. The new cuts could hurt the commission's ability to monitor the health of waterways like Walnut Creek and maintain more than 2,000 flood control dams across the state.
Even steeper reductions are likely coming for other environmental and regulatory agencies. The Department of Mines and the Water Resources Board could see their state funding reduced by 12%.
I think that we will probably have to scale back our monitoring.
Executive Director J.D. Strong says the cuts will degrade the Water Board's ability to monitor the health of lakes, streams, and rivers. It will also slash the amount of grant money it gives to small towns to make expensive fixes to their crumbling water systems. The cuts could hurt other agency programs designed to fix water problems in small communities. The Department of Environmental Quality also faces a 12% reduction.
What will suffer in the longer term, if we continue to receive general revenue cuts, is our ability to do some of the things that especially the smaller communities rely on the most.
That's DEQ's Deputy Director, Jimmy Givens. He says the state funding cuts disproportionately affect DEQ programs that make sure water supplies are safe to drink and that wastewater isn't polluting the environment. DEQ has closed field offices. It has also sharply reduced its roster of field inspectors. Vance Pennington leads a team that monitors small communities like Chandler, which struggle to keep up with increasingly strict federal rules.
If you can hear that hissing, he's got a leak somewhere.
If DEQ can't ensure clean drinking water for Oklahomans, the harder-nosed U.S. Environmental Protection Agency could step in and take over. That's a last resort, but it could be a big challenge for small towns used to the state agency's soft touch.
Air's leaking out of the bottom of that pipe. It's a small leak, but it needs to be looked at.
The Oklahoma Department of Tourism and Recreation is also in line for a 12% hit to its state funding. The agency has responded to previous budget cuts by shedding state parks. This year, officials have considered turning over some small parks near Grand Lake to the Grand River Dam Authority. Spokesperson Leslie Blair says that's still a possibility.
Well, at this point, it's too soon to know what our exact approach is going to be. We're taking a look at the bill and seeing what those numbers are. And, you know, the GRDA situation, we've been working through that for several months.
Agency leaders say the 2016 budget agreement chips away at a funding stream that's been in decline for years. At the same time, the responsibilities are increasing as the federal government imposes stricter environmental rules.
Officials say some environmental and regulatory programs could disappear. Even whole agencies aren't safe. The Scenic Rivers Commission had all its funding stripped. It will cease to exist on July 1st. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
And I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Tulsa, treating cancer at every stage, and a network provider of Health Choice. More at cancercenter.com.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's NPR member stations. For more on how state legislation affects energy and the environment, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.